Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 562. How to Get Fat When You Fly, part 2, by Ben Greenfield of bengreenfieldfitness.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your very own personal narrator. Welcome to a Tuesday edition of Optimal Health Daily. This is one of five podcasts where we read to you from blogs for free, so that you don't have to read them yourself, except on Fridays. That's where I usually answer your questions. And if you want your question answered, come by oldpodcast.com/ask to submit your audio. Or you can do it the old-fashioned way and call in your question by dialing 61-I-LOVE-OHD. And as a bonus, well, first, it makes me super happy because I love listening to and answering your questions. But as a bonus to you, it enters you into small special raffles to win books. As a reminder, today's post is a continuation from yesterday. So if you're new here or skipping around, I'd recommend listening to yesterday's episode first. That's episode 561. But if you're all caught up, let's get right to part two and continue optimizing your life. How to Get Fat When You Fly, part two, by Ben Greenfield of bengreenfieldfitness.com. Laura is very hungry now. She doesn't realize that the large spike in insulin caused a quick drop in blood sugar and sent her appetite through the roof. Whatever has happened, she knows she is in a perfect situation to gain fat by making a dietary decision based on appetite cravings rather than rational choice. She takes one extra bag of pretzels. The pretzels say low calorie and fat free, but the body responds to pretzels the same way as cranberry juice. Laura is glad she did not pack food for the plane, because otherwise, she would have been equipped to avoid these fat gain decisions, and might have instead simply opted for a glass of sparkling water with a lemon wedge to drink with her apple and almonds. Laura is very careful to avoid the rule of 1 hour, 1 minute on the plane. This rule clearly dictates that you cannot sit for more than 1 hour on an airplane without standing for at least 1 minute and performing some form of a simple stretch or exercise, such as 20 shoulder shrugs, 10 toe raises, or 15 bodyweight squats in the lavatory. This is a very good way to keep the metabolism elevated while traveling, and Laura must avoid that. In the Denver airport, Laura goes to the Chinese food vendor. She orders a vegetable chicken bowl with whole wheat noodles. The bowl begins with whole wheat noodles that have been given a chance to absorb 200 extra calories of vegetable oil. The noodles, while appearing to be healthy with the whole wheat label, actually have the same glycemic index as white bread, meaning that there is no difference in consuming the noodles versus consuming 10 spoonfuls of table sugar. Many whole wheat products are like this, but Laura still feels slightly less guilty about the whole wheat noodles because it sounds healthy. Over the whole wheat noodles are piled 1/4 cup of vegetables, also drenched in the same vegetable oil, as well as 1/4 cup of hormone-infused chicken breast. Laura lightly seasons this meal with high-sodium soy sauce, which will help to raise her blood pressure, a good side objective while gaining fat. This was an easy choice for Laura's fat gain goals. Such an easy choice, in fact, that she didn't even notice the dangerous alternative, the small bag of almonds and raisins for sale at the Starbucks across the airport aisle, which would have been paired nicely with a cup of white tea sprinkled with cinnamon and perhaps a banana or apple from the basket of fresh fruit beside the cashier machine. Had she made these observations, she would have severely hampered her fat gain goals. She made sure to take the walking belt and the escalators to her next gate, avoiding stairs and long periods of physical activity, Although this would have been a perfect time to walk and make the phone calls that she made while skipping exercise earlier that morning. The next flight offered a small meal. Laura had completely avoided logging onto the internet and requesting a diabetic meal on her flight. Although she isn't technically a diabetic, she would have been likely to receive a meal with low glycemic index foods and healthier vegetable-based alternatives. And this would have disrupted her fat gain while flying. The actual food was nasty. It would clearly have helped her gain fat, but she couldn't stomach the taste. She had a Diet Coke instead, which was full of artificial sweeteners to help boost her insulin levels and cause appetite cravings. Finally, Laura arrived in Phoenix, still full of these convenient appetite cravings from the Diet Coke. She didn't want to spend money on expensive food at the airport and waited to eat until catching the shuttle to the rental car terminal, filling out the rental car paperwork, driving 10 miles, and finally stopping at a shopping mall complex where she went to TCBY's frozen yogurt for her favorite treat. And it's a reward for a long day of travel after all. During the course of this time, she might have been able to eat those sugar snap peas to fill her with fiber and keep her appetite satiated. So it was a good thing she didn't bring those along. At TCBY, she ordered the fat-free cappuccino flavor, which was the equivalent of 8 additional tablespoons of insulin-boosted sugar. She made sure to avoid drinking water with this snack, as she knew her dehydration would severely inhibit fat burning. With the quick drop in blood sugar from the huge insulin release, she finally arrived at her hotel 45 minutes later, starved and ready for a late-night snack at the hotel restaurant. She ordered a 1,400-calorie chicken Caesar salad and sat back, content to have successfully gotten very fat while flying. She was very sure not to order her dressing on the side, not to ask for the chicken grilled instead of fried, and not to ask the waiter to leave off the Parmesan cheese, as this would have cut the salad calories by 60%. You just listened to part two of the post titled, How to Get Fat When You Fly, by Ben Greenfield of BenGreenfieldFitness.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Dr. Neil again here. Like I said yesterday, what Ben is trying to get at is even small course corrections along the way may have helped Laura in this case. She didn't need to make all perfect decisions, but a small good decision here or there may have prevented this unintended consequence of potentially gaining more fat. One of the most common things I hear from patients is that when they travel, all of their nutritious eating goes out the window. And part of it is just a lack of planning. What I actually like to do is pack my own snacks, especially when I know I'm going to be traveling all day. In the States, the Transportation Authority lets you carry food through security. It's just the liquids that you have to be careful of. And so I like to pack non-perishable snacks that I can not only use for the day of travel, but when I finally get to my destination, I can keep on me. Mixed nuts and dried fruit are definitely my go-tos. And again, you don't have to be perfect when you travel. If you can plan ahead and set yourself up for success, it can make all the difference. All right, once again, before I go, if you want to possibly hear your question being answered right here on the show, plus be in special bonus raffles, and make me super happy because I love listening to and answering your questions, come by oldpodcast.com/ask to submit your audio. Or you can do it the old-fashioned way and call in your question. The number is 61 I love OHD. All right, that's it for today. Thank you, as always, for listening. Thank you for being a subscriber. Thank you for checking out our Instagram. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show, and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.